punishments for 2 and 3-year-olds. I wrote this down because I want to talk about how different they are. Like a 2-year-old, I really don't get into big punishments with them, but a 3-year-old can understand consequences. So I would do something a little bit more. You did that wrong, so therefore you're going to do this. With a 2-year-old, you're not going to say, by the way, you did that wrong, so you're going to help me sweep the kitchen. Like, they're just not old enough to really get that yet. Now, let's say a 2-year-old is just hitting something or hitting someone. You take that toy away or the weapon away, or you remove them, or you remove the dog that they're hitting. So you're always stopping them from that action, and you say no, and they'll eventually learn, but you got to watch them like a hawk. If you only catch them 80% of the time, they're going to keep going because they're going to remember that 20% of the time. With a 3-year-old, if they hit something, you say no, you know you're not supposed to hit. So I'll tell you what, you're going to be making my bed tomorrow, you're going to be helping me with the laundry, or you know, you're good. It's a little bit different, it's on a different level. There's a big jump between 2 and 3 years old. 2-year-old, and some of them will understand this. And maybe some 3-year-olds won't, but generally 3-year-olds will understand that, you know, that consequence stuff. But with 2-year-olds, it's really quick action, and it's more action than talking. As they're 3, their language gets better, it's more talking than action.